Welcome, everyone. This is Sasha of SashaTalks.com. Today, we're going to talk about an aspect of time. I have addressed a topic from many different variations and many different formats. Keep in mind that all content presented is subject to terms of service and disclaimers of Sasha Talks. What is time? According to the physicists, time is defined as a progression of events that take place from the past to the present and on to the future. We have to keep in mind that every living experience that we undergo at one moment of time happened in the present. Time is also looked at it as a appointed, a fixed, a moment of living, an hour for something to take place. When will it start? When will it end? There's a beginning and an end to many things out there in life. Some people are very sensitive to time. Other people are completely oblivious to it. They view it as when I need to do something, I will be made aware of it, not because they have a reminder on the calendar, on their phone, or a human being reminding them of it, but they let life events dictate the flow and the pace at which they move forward throughout their day in their life path. Now, we're going to focus on deadlines. Some people love them, other people run from them. It is tied to time management, the process of organizing and dividing your time between different activities. And this doesn't always happen in the workplace or in any specific activity, but there are many different aspects of time and different aspects of life that could benefit from time management because the objective would be to maximize your efficiency to increase your productivity. There are people who are good with time management because, quote unquote, they are busy and they know what they're doing, where they are, what they need to do at a given time, place, how to do it. But they're only being busy, they're not being productive. So when people ask you, how was your day? Were you busy or were you productive? And when you're very intentful of how you describe your time and how you manage it, given that you actually do it, it's not lip service. When you are productive, you will produce more. And with productivity, you will also see better results, consistency. And one of the unexpected side effects could be more of a positive environment, whether it is only in your life. Here are a few activities and examples of how you manage time. When it comes to work, it might be how you manage your tasks, what you have to do. This is not specific to what you do for a living, because there are many people who have many different occupations or multiple occupations. How do you manage your time in your relationships? How you manage your time with your children? How you nurture your friendships may differ than how you manage your time with business relationships, with people in the community, with your social groups. How do you manage your time with communication? Whether you're communicating with people in person, and then, of course, online, the virtual world could suck up a lot of your time if people are anchored down to online chatting, social media, just doing emails for the sake of emails, but they don't have an objective or a purpose. You're filling in your time, but what results are you yielding? Now, with communication and because of social media, a lot of people who engage do not have an objective. They do it for the sake of doing it. It could serve as a distraction. Some people are wise and intentful. They know why they're going on social media, what their objective is. A lot of people who do this for business are on. They might be on very minimally, but they are able to extract results. They're not just hanging in these virtual spaces for the sake of it. So pay attention to who you communicate with, how you communicate. Are you communicating efficiently? Are you doing it socially? How much of your day gets allotted to these communications? It's one thing when you're communicating with your family, it's another thing when you're communicating with the world and strangers. And then, how do you manage your deadlines? Things that you need to get done, whether you need to get it done at home, whether you're managing people who need to get done with their tasks, how do you manage your self-care, your professional obligations? Maybe it might be you have a 2-month goal. You're willing to run a 10-mile marathon and you're training for it. Are you going to be efficient with meeting your milestone deadlines to yield that outcome? Now, at home, there's a different type of time management. Are you mindful of what your space looks like? What items do you have? What items are you willing to go without? That requires some self-reflection and time. What resources do you need? What resources do you want? And if you are clear about what you need and want, you'll be able to manage your time better. Of course, when it comes to your obligations, not all obligations are time friendly. By that, I mean some things take a while to form and develop results. So this is not about treating everything in life as a race and getting to your goalposts. And by the time you get there, you'll already have 10 more things to chase. So this is not about chasing because from a spiritual perspective, when you chase things out there in life, you're letting the universe know that you're not worthy of it, that you need to chase it. And when you chase things, they move further away. And most of the time, when I cross paths with people who are chasing things, they don't even realize what they're doing intentfully, consciously. You don't want to become reacting to life. You want to respond to life. And that itself can bleed over into stress management, which is why it doesn't help to take interest in managing your time better. Are you investing in the right people? Are you investing the right emotions in the right audiences? By that, I mean friends, family, people that are acquaintances, friends, and those that may know you a bit more intimately. How do you allocate time? And there's no formula. I have to stress that. This is not about allotting X amount of hours in a day or X amount of time in your life path. It's not about being virtuous or taking on vices. This is about learning that everybody has 24 hours in a day. And how you manage it will dictate whether you're moving forward or you might be moving backwards. In some cases, you might be neutral. Now, when it comes to lifestyle, and I touched upon it earlier, you want to focus on improving the quality of life. So if you're doing good, you could be doing better. If you're doing better, you can be doing great. And that will be dictated by your definition of what great good are. When you're working with life goals, they come piecemeal when it comes to progress. That could be dictated and measured by time. One thing I noticed very early on when I started out, especially in the self-development space, crossing paths with people, was society has conditioned people to believe that by certain milestones in your life, you should have accomplished X, Y, and Z. And by the time you're approaching those milestones, whether it is by the number of birthdays or a certain tier in your life, whether it is in your professional career, in your social life, people start panicking because they feel they're falling short. They're not going to make that deadline. That deadline is not dictated by society in reality. That's just social culture and noise, but that deadline will be dictated by you. If you desire to accomplish a certain goal and you are serious about it, you will align your life from the inside out. And by that, I mean your mindset, your heart, your mind, body, soul, your intentions, your actions, your lifestyle, and your body are going to be in alignment. Many people talk about what they want out there, but they're not living their life in alignment, and it's not going to fall into your path. If it does, it would be by chance, but it will not be long-lived. Again, it ties back into an aspect of time and time management. And if you're going to do your best to align with the goals that you want to achieve, it goes back to how you manage your time. It doesn't happen overnight, but small decisions that are acted upon through actions, and your actions and speech and mindset have to be in alignment, do produce good results over time. I touched upon this earlier, your virtual activities. your emails, your interactions with people, how you consume information, whether you do it offline or online. What are you feeding your eyes? What are you feeding your ears? What are you feeding your mind? What are you reading? Who are the people that you're communicating with? Who are the people that you hang out with? Who are the people that you work with? All of that contribute to what you're absorbing every day. And even though you may not consciously notice it, it does take up a lot of emotional bandwidth, mental bandwidth, and time, because we will end up feeling things and thinking things that probably do not belong inside your essence. So be mindful of how you filter what comes into your life and what you need to keep out, because you will get a lot of your time back in a good way to invest in things that matter to you. Keep in mind that time is a fixed commodity. You can make more money, but you can never make more time. You cannot barter time. You cannot delay time. You cannot defer it. You can't put it in a jar and store it on a shelf and revisit it. It doesn't work that way. It's a one-way street. It's a fluid continuum. You're either part of it or you're not. And even when you don't participate, time passes by. As the saying is, life goes on. There are techniques that can help you with time management, but you could use all the techniques that you want. But this is more about an individual's mindset. This is no different than when people talk about any form of goal actualization. Some people may use the word manifestation, but goal actualization, and all they do is talk about it, talk about it, talk about it, plan it, talk about the planning, but the planning is not the same thing as doing. And you could plan it, but it doesn't mean that you made a decision that you will act upon it. So you could use all the techniques, all the language out there, all the latest gadgets and the trends to help you with your goals and with time management. But if you don't have the right mindset of understanding of what time is and how you value time and what needs to stay in your life and things that you need to clear from your life, you will need to clear the clutter from your mind, from your heart. You're going to notice how much emotionally lighter you are. Things that would take up bandwidth that have no functional value. It's not pouring into your life. It's actually draining. It goes back to time. You have 24 hours in that cup. How do you use it? The bigger question is, how do you value your time? Because I know from experience meeting people from different walks of life in different areas of life, how they value time impacts how they communicate, who they communicate with, where they spend time, what are they doing, how are they doing it. And being selective is a good trait when it comes to managing yourself. Other people will value your time exactly as you value it. If you're just lingering around and hanging out and engaging in activities that have no greater purpose, you will look down years down the road and question yourself, how did I waste all that time? You're not going to get it back. You need to know, who are you talking to? Who are you working with? And it is your job to do your due diligence, especially with people who cross paths online and they have no idea other than they got what they wanted and then they continue reaffirming their behaviors and communications and behaviors because they're getting their fix, but you have no idea who you're talking to. Context matters. Here's an example. If there are soccer players playing on the field, instead of them shooting the breeze and just socializing in conversation, they should move the ball. The whole point of being on the soccer field is to move the ball in a specific direction because they're playing a game. And they fail to perform their objective because they're not playing the game by being where they need to be. So they're at the right place, but they're not doing the right thing. And there are many reasons for why this could happen. Maybe the soccer players lack discipline. They lack respect for time. They're probably thinking, let's get through the conversation first, and then we'll play later and later. And guess what? The sun's going to go down. When we talk about people who lack discipline and lack of respect for time, I'm talking about those who engage in habitual habits over and over again. Not a one-off situation where you might be running late and you always have a good track record for being reliable and on time, but once in a blue moon, life happens and you should be granted grace. And you need to learn how to grant yourself grace. I'm talking about those that are very clear and affirmative in their behaviors, and these are not good behaviors. When you're running late, you cannot justify a rescheduling request. Cancellations are a red flag when people keep on canceling over and over. Now, there are going to be people who are doing that possibly to get fired from the situation because they might not know better how to decline the opportunity to meet. That's a whole nother conversation. Now, if you don't value your time, who is going to value your time? So remember, other people value your time as you do. If you're always available, no one's going to feel an urgency to get hold of you because you're always available. It might be because they start taking you for granted or because they just know that nothing changes with you. Now, here are some mindful habits of people who value time. Be intentional in whom you meet with. Who are you meeting with the moment you walk out the door for the day? Whether it's at work, whether it's socially, whether it's to fulfill your personal goals. Who are you speaking with? Are they speaking life into your life, or are you just collecting these fleeting energies in your life who serve no purpose? And for anyone listening, a side note, the reality check would be that not everybody serves a purpose in your life, regardless of what you've been told. Who do you engage with? Sometimes engaging with doesn't mean that you're speaking with that individual. It might be just sharing space. What type of environment do you bring yourself before? Those things could severely impact your time. So one of the mindful habits is that individuals who are very particular in managing their time, they know the objective of their interactions. I see that more often in business when there are meetings. They already know the objective of why are we meeting and what do we need to accomplish. And they'll be able to gauge whether the time set aside would be viable. Do they need to short curtail the time, or do they need to extend the time? When you focus on time management, you're able to expand your capacity to produce. You might be thinking, wait, if I'm going to be more organized at my time and that activity might have less time to invest in, I'm going to produce more. Yes, because sometimes when you just set aside 4 hours to work on an activity, you might only need maybe an hour and a half. If you are focused, you're intentful, and you're disciplined to, let's say, sit down and take care of that task. Because when you block out a large period of time and you don't need it for that task, most often people end up just filling it for the sake of filling it and pacing themselves so slow to self-prophesize that they needed the originally allocated time. And that is a very classic way to bleed time, meaning that you're just wasting it away. It is possible to work a few hours a day, literally, if you are disciplined and get all the results in place of working a more traditional long week, because you've been conditioned to think that if you work X amount of hours, you will produce X amount of results. Now, when it comes to certain types of skill building, if you invest X amount of hours, you will develop that skill. But there, you're not taking shortcuts. You're being efficient and you're being strategic. So you might spend, let's say, 10,000 hours developing a skill, but you may end up developing a few additional micro skills. So you need to know when to invest time, when to borrow time. Here are a few signs of people behaviors when people do not value time. When you lack a plan for the week before it begins, it helps if you have an idea of the objectives you want to accomplish. It's very easy. You don't need to hit a numerical target. If you're new to this, come up with, let's say, three objectives that you want to accomplish during the week. It doesn't necessarily have to be for the work, although most people have an idea with that. But I'm talking about in life. Do you have any tasks or obligations or deadlines that you want to knock out? Having a vision definitely helps, because when you don't and the week gets started, you will let the week dictate what happens to you instead of you controlling what you do with your time. And then you're running around in different directions. You're more prone to become overwhelmed. That could trigger stress. And when you start doing that as a lifestyle, it does impact your productivity. You're going to look back and go, I was busy the whole time, but I didn't get much done. And you have no one to blame 99% of the time but yourself. When there's no regular rhythm to the day or the week, and this continues week by week, again, you're turning these behaviors into a pattern. And that's what it is. Behaviors are a culmination of decisions made over and over again that develop into a pattern. Now, the good news is you can break these behaviors, but you have to be intentful. You got to hold yourself accountable. You have to be consistent. And while aiming for perfection would be great, but you have to start somewhere. Just because you might fess up somewhere, it doesn't mean that you have to just walk away from the goal of learning how to become better at managing time. If you're a person who is big on taking phone calls and you don't know how to excuse yourself and cut that phone call short, when you already have another commitment waiting on you. Now, context matters because if it's an important phone call, you should know better how to navigate it. But if you are just on the phone shooting the breeze and you're just letting everything else fall to the wayside, you have no one to blame but you. You need to learn how to initiate contact, how to pause it, how to seize it. It's a life skill, just like time management. Some ways people waste their time is that they lack intentionality when they connect with people. They have no filtering mechanism of knowing who they need to meet with, who they want to meet with, and then those who may not be worthy of your time because it serves no purpose. And when I say it serves no purpose, it has nothing to do with only associating with people from whom you can benefit from. This is not about manipulative people. This has to do with the value of your time. You're not going to meet with 500 people in one day. I'm not talking about speaking before an audience of 500 people. 500 people engaged in 500 activities where all 500 earn your time and attention. So don't go based off a numbers game. Focus on quality. And that is one of those mindful habits of people who do well with time. When people are habitually late for appointments, they're missing them. That's a pretty good sign. If that individual would not make a good candidate for a professional engagement where timeliness is appreciated. Communication, as I mentioned early on. When you do communicate, who do you communicate with and what are you talking about? Does it have a higher purpose? Does it have an objective? Is it actually educating people or is it just frivolous nonsense, gibberish that will not matter a few days down the road, a few weeks down the road, a month down the road? Be intentful in your communication. You get time back. And that is a bonus that you don't get to buy. It comes down to better decision making. And the more decisions you make, the better you will become at it. But you have to learn from each decision that you make. Now, people who value their time will do the opposite. And I've seen this in professional environments. There are those that block off their calendars, and I've also talked about it and written about it, called focus time. You plan for the days, you plan for the week with purpose. You block off X amount of time dictated by you, or it could be during a certain time of the day, maybe let's say 2 to 4 p.m. You call it focus time, and all you're doing is taking care of everything that needs attention for that day. Or you might be prepping for an engagement that you have the following day. It doesn't have to be set day to day, but when you do set it, you honor it. You don't negotiate that time for anybody else unless you have an emergency. And if you shirk it once, you'll shirk it twice, and you'll shirk it three times, four times. So pay attention to create a focus time that you know you'll be able to manage and be able to commit to. The ones that are particular also know what their priorities are and how they're going to be planning it for the week. They know their negotiables and they know their non-negotiables. There's a reason why some people also keep a wait list. They already have an idea of who are the people who will earn their time. They know how to say yes to people and they know how to say no to people. Say no to people politely, yet firmly, so they mean it. They mean what they say and say what they mean. They just don't say it mean. They also know how to turn down opportunities because they don't have the fear of missing out. You could still decline an invitation respectfully. And when you decline it, you don't have to feel obligated to give a reason why, because a respectful no means no. The people who are invited, they show up on time. They're prepared for that engagement. Whether it is a game, it is a meeting, whether you're meeting someone new, a mutual introduction, you're prepared. And they always, 99% of the time, know what they're doing and why they're doing it. And if they don't know what they're doing, they're not ashamed of admitting not knowing, but they're willing to learn. And here's a big thing. Even though we're addressing time management, the one area that people are not too good at managing, it's their personal time. By that, I mean recreation time, leisure time. That leisure time should be guarded because it is also a good moment for you to heal, to go out, engage in self-care, address your interests, focus on your health, engage in activities that actually enhance your wellness. So here are a few action items that I have for you. I want people to audit how you apply your time in the present moment. By audit, I mean reflect upon what are you doing every day? Who are the people surrounding you? Are you communicating online or offline? Are you communicating with people that have a objective and a purpose to be there communicating with you? Or are you just communicating with your 10,000 Facebook friends because you feel special that you don't know any of these 10,000 people? And this is for the young and the adults out there, because sooner or later, we all have to embrace a slice of reality. How are you investing your time to nourish your physical health, your mental health, your emotional health? It doesn't matter if someone is working a few overlapping jobs, given the realities of the world. It's not about how many jobs you have or how many hours that you're working. Those things do matter to your existence, but at the same time, how are you making the decisions? Because there are people who have multiple engagements, but they still find a way, whether it's 1 hour a day or 1 hour a week. That is non-negotiable. No one can take it. It could be spent with them. It could be spent with their loved one. It could be just sitting there and doing nothing. Reflect upon how you apply your time in the present moment. Let go of the past. Focus on what you're doing right here, right now. What have you been doing today? What have you been doing for the week, the last month, the last 3 months? I would recommend not to go beyond a year and figure out what has been helping you. And what behaviors and decisions have been hurting you? And it is never too late to course correct and just improve the conditions that you're coexisting. Because they're all conditions. Conditions are fleeting, nothing is permanent. So the good thing is that you could modify your behavior. But in order to modify your behavior, you need to make a decision, because the only person that will benefit will be you. Then decide what decisions and prior what decisions and activities are not priorities. Plan when are you going to focus on your priorities, and then when are you going to focus on your leisure. And then as you make these new decisions, review your progress and refine the process as needed. Some things you're going to do really well at. Some things you're going to go, I tried it a new way, it didn't work out. You might want to try it out again, or step back and revisit it and then discard that idea for you if it doesn't work. Find a better way of doing things where you get your time back, you're happier, you're healthier. Keep in mind, you're not the only one with life obligations out there. There are billions of people who do this. Some are good at it. Some people have a plan, but their plan doesn't work because they don't put it to use. So you don't know what will work until you put it to use. And to sum it all up, if anybody has hacks that they would like to share for time management, managing relationships, managing their work, managing their communications, you are more than welcome to go to sashatalks.com, click on the contact page, and drop a hello. I look forward to hearing from you. If there are any updates you would like to share from among the audience, you could go to the platform and just drop a line. I look forward to learning what the audiences want to hear next. Until next time, be good, be safe, be blessed.